Welcome back to Time for Nach. It's Megillas Sefer or Megillas Koheles. This is Megillas Koheles. It's one of the five Megillas. It's Perek Zayin, and Shlomo HaMelech is continuing advising us to focus on priorities. Those who observe Torah and mitzvahs and gain a good reputation will be remembered as good people, and their status will be eternal. They'll be and people will we will talk fondly about them. It's valuable to interesting, it's more valuable to attend the house of mourning, you know, Tov Beis Avon Beis HaMishneh, even over a lavish celebration, because at least it reminds you that life comes to an end. In other words, there's priorities, there's aims, there's what to achieve in this world. Criticism enables someone to improve their character, and listening to jokes and the fool song will just, you know, what will it do for you? Short-term enjoyment, but it's going to create a lubricant, as the Mesillas Yesharim says, which will prevent you from growing, prevent you from accepting rebuke. Only act after you've examined the consequences, that Ibn Ezra says. We should try and calm your anger. Anger can be natural to an extent, Rabbeinu Yonah says in Perkei Avos, but not too much. In other words, frustration, yes, you can get frustrated now and again, but don't let it spill over into anger, and realize that ultimately, you know, it's Hashem's plan. It's Hashem's plan. Wisdom is a valuable asset. Everyone can benefit from it. And people may only be righteous in comparison to their society. The question is, who's righteous of their own accord? That is the question to answer at the end of Perek Zayin. There is an interesting pasuk over here with a couple of lessons, actually. Shlomo HaMelech in Pasuk Ches says that it compares the end of a process to the beginning. It says the end is better than the beginning. Now, why should that be? There's three explanations. The Rashi has two, and the Ibn Ezra has a third. See if we can learn something from it. Rashi says the understanding is like this. The beginning of the project, you don't know how it's going to turn out. At the end, you can then look back in hindsight and evaluate it. That's one lesson. Number two is, it means that the success of the end depends fully on the beginning. In other words, your attitude at the beginning of the project will determine how it pans out in the end. The third, Ibn Ezra's explanation, is that the key to succeed in a project is to plan for that future. In other words, make sure that you've weighed up pros and cons, advantages, disadvantages, costs and benefits, and taking into account the end, proceed from the beginning. Three very important lessons in starting projects.